Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? As we saw last episode, money is or has a spirit, and as such lives. However, as she is the only spirit to have ever been fully banned from the spirit realm, money is an outsider, even amongst her own kind. And a lot of our distaste for money comes from our, as it appears, wholly correct intuition that she is an outsider, this thing, this being that doesn't belong. And as human beings, we have a natural sort of resonance with this aspect of banishment, because even though we haven't really been banished from the spirit realm as such, we do tend to long for this beautiful, long-lost, almost idyllic homeland. Whether that would be Eden or not is besides the point. You get to decide that. But the thing is, if we learn to at least accept, if not fully embrace, our own sense of outsiderness, this personal longing for home, the more we do that, the easier it becomes to create a fundamentally more empathetic relationship with money. Because any powerful relationship is built on a foundation of deeply felt empathy. So the more we learn to accept the horrors and the beauty of our own incarnation here on Earth, the easier we can relate to money, which makes life itself easier again, too. Now, as I said, we haven't been banned as such from the spirit realm, but there are a few distinctions between us and spirits, the most important one being our mortality. If we embrace the animist worldview, which we spoke about last episode, and the belief that money is a spirit that we can communicate with, this distinction becomes particularly important. Because without our human mortality, there would be no limit to our advancement in mystical understanding and power, eventually allowing us to challenge spirit in its own realm, which they don't want. And thus, one of the laws of the spiritual realm refers to a natural limit on our human life. Now, if you remember back to last episode, where we touched on energetic cannibalism and how earning and spending money are ways of taking and giving life, well, when Money was born, she was a fundamentally philanthropic spirit. Philanthropy means human loving. And just as Prometheus, a spirit which we might know a little better, gifted us fire and was then punished for it, so money gave us a way of escaping death, and thus causing her own banishment. Now, of course, having money doesn't keep you from meeting your final days. I mean, thank gods. Can you imagine, like, guys like Musk or Bezos in eternal life? The thought alone makes me want to gag. But if we consider death to be a limit of lifespan rather than the end, it becomes a little easier to see that though money does not extend your time on Earth, it does have the capacity to expand the quality of your time on Earth so that you can do and experience and see and become more of what you really want within the limited time that you have. And so through her gift, money really allows us to taste the fruits of multiple lives lived in the span of just the one that we get. Here's a simple visualization, meditation, and manifesting practice. To practice and feel a little bit more into what we've discussed about money so far, just try it out and let me know what happens. Close your eyes, take a couple of deep, steadying breaths, and visualize the spirit of money in front of you. Take note of how she looks to you. Money reveals herself to you in a way no one else quite sees her. introduce yourself. Don't just jump the gun. Ask her how much money she'd like you to receive in the next 2 weeks. And then ask her what she wants from you for that to happen. Thank her, and then write down your answers, or her answers, rather. Commit to doing what she asked of you, and commit to receiving whatever it is that she wants to give. See what happens. Let me know. You can leave me a voice message. You can send me a DM or a comment somewhere on one of my socials, Instagram, Facebook. And then rinse and repeat as necessary. I am super curious to see how this goes. I did it a long time ago. And I was bad, and I still am sometimes very bad at keeping up my own practice. So I didn't repeat, but I did do it the one time, and it was very freeing. It was relieving to have a conversation with money itself that isn't wrapped in this feeling of need. We very quickly tend to speak to scarcity rather than money herself. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.